No, she's not back.
No, she's not back. I think
she's
back on Saturday
or
Sunday.
No, she's coming today.
Today? Landing. Oh, today? It's over then.
One line, landing noon.
Yeah? So it's over then. Oh, I didn't know. I thought Saturday.
What to her?
Well, she got a port after.
Send her a message for tomorrow.
Okay.
She's, if we meet her, just to even Marlon also. But Marlon accepted.
She didn't really accept.
Yeah.
I'll tell you after.
Okay.
If anyone wants sugar, then it's sugar.
Let's close our eyes and bow before the Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Yet another week has passed by, dear Lord, since we last met. Thank you for the week that has gone by, Lord. Thank you for all the blessings you have showered upon each one of us during this week, Lord. Blessings that we have seen, blessings that we may not have seen but ignored, Lord. But we know that, Lord, you are a God full of blessings. And continuously you continue to pour your blessings upon your children, Lord. Whether we are good or bad, Lord, such is your great heart and loving heart for us, Lord. And we thank you for being a loving Father to us, Lord. O sweet loving Jesus, we can never forget the fact that it is your blood that has set us free, Lord. That has brought us salvation, Lord. And hence that blood is powerful, O God. We have seen miracles taking place when we use that blood, O Lord God, in our personal lives, Lord. And we sprinkle that same blood in this place today, Lord. Whatever is not of thy kingdom, be thrown out from this place, Lord God, so that we may concentrate this this time, O Lord, just to understand you, to understand your word. And sweet Holy Spirit, come take complete control. This is your place, this is your time, this is your session, Lord. We have come, Lord, with thirst in our hearts, Lord God, to know what you want to teach us today, Lord. Keep our eyes open, keep our ears open, keep our minds open, Lord. So that, Lord, the seed that you sow today, Lord God, will grow, as always, into an oak, hundredfold in its appearances, Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
And sweet Mother Mary, continue to be with us. Because without you, we are incomplete. And you always love to be with us. Empower us. Pray for us. Keep us under your mantle of blue. Now and always, in Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
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 Amen. In the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Happy Family Day.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day. You cannot say Happy Family Day.
No.
So yet. Happy Valentine's Day. Who else is there? No. Only you are the same. Everybody else can say Happy Family Day. So, how was Valentine's Day?
Nice.
Hi, yeah. I was just wondering where Siriak is going. Where's Tina?
Happy Valentine's
Day. Happy Valentine's Day. I didn't know that the Pope had declared this year, this 15th of February, as a World Family Day, quite some years
marriage
back.
Day.
World Marriage Day. Some Pope John Paul II, I think, many years ago. And from that time, it's only in this year this sort of made alive in our church. I don't know. But it is it's from quite some time.
So I think this year, even in Mumbai,
They made it more aware.
Maybe Pope must have
reiterated
it so that it has become alive.
Especially because Valentine's Day, the 14th, has lost its meaning now with all these things, commercial things happening, and problems happening in the name of the Valentine's Day. You know, they have this thing. So I think the Pope has started trying to post this one. Which is good.
So many marriages are breaking.
Yeah, I know.
Nowadays, especially for the youth. Mm. 2, 3, 4 years.
Yes, yes.
Mm. And forget about proposed, arranged marriage.
Love marriage.
Even the love marriages are breaking up within 1, 2, 3 years.
We need, we have to pray desperately, honestly, for that thing. Okay. That's why Revelations is becoming more and more important and significant in our lives now. A lot of things are going to happen which when we are aware of, we can be sort of cautioned and do things accordingly. I think we have come to Revelation 5:5. Well, we'll start with Revelation 5:5 and then we'll move on. Let's read 5:5.
Then one of the elders said to me, "Do not weep. See, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, has conquered, so that he can open the scroll and its seven seals."
Okay, we stop here. Now see, as we said, we are going in depth, okay? That's why we take one at a time. John was weeping. Okay, we know that story. John was weeping. The father, God the Father, had a scroll in his hand. My voice is a bit sore today, so please bear with me. He had a scroll with the seven seals. Last time I explained to you, how the scroll is made and all that stuff. Okay, now seven and the seals. Whenever there's an important document, the seals are a must. Right, and we know that in the past, one of the main seals were the. One of them was a will seal, the seal where you put in your will. And the other document was, prevalent document at that time was the seal for for a deed, a title deed, a land. I don't know whether it's now, but in the past, during those days, suppose I wanted to sell my land for economic reasons. Okay, I needed money, so I want to sell my land. And the buyer comes, and people related to me also come at that time. They have the first preference of buying the land of me. If there are relations who cannot buy the land of me and who don't want to buy, then it goes to the third party. Now, on that will, whenever this transaction takes place, there is a clause in it. Yeah. That you can redeem your land back, within so many years, and with you have got some criteria to that. You can buy within 7 years, I think. And that is why that this will of the land is normally made, and it is a mutual understanding between the buyer and the original seller. Whatever reason you are selling the land within 7 years or something, I don't know the exact span of years, but you can buy that land back. Or somebody close to you can buy the land back for you. Okay, that was the thing. I don't think it happens now, right? Once the land is sold, gone. Yeah, but that time that is the process, and it was a godly process. Okay, it was a godly process. That's why they say, after every 7 years, the 1 year the land is given rest also, and after every 49 years is a jubilee year, or 50th jubilee year, because whatever you have lost in this 49 years, in the 50th year, or whatever you have lost in the 7 years, you are supposed to give back. You know, you're supposed to, even debts are cancelled. That's the law of God, but it's no longer practiced now in this modern age. So, similarly, this document has something very important in it, and it is a title deed of God for the earth. Right? Have you understood this concept of it? It is a title deed of God for the earth. A title deed which, who sold? Who sold the title deed first? Whom was this title deed given to? I mean, it's not given as a paper, but who had the right to the world? Who was the first person to whom God gave the right to the world?
Adam.
He said, go, this is subdue the earth, multiply, enjoy everything, right? And the sin gave the right to whom? After Adam sinned, whom did the right go to? To Satan. Yeah. He stole the rights, sir. Is that true or not? Is there any basis on the Bible that says that is true? Satan was given by Adam, but where does it say any? Don't exact the word.
Yeah.
You know, time of temptation, what happened of Jesus?
Yeah.
Jesus was taken up,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And then he said, the second temptation was that he would show the entire world, and he said, all this belongs to me, and I will give it to you if you worship me. Jesus didn't say it doesn't belong to you.
Yeah.
He accepted it.
Yeah.
It belongs to him. Yeah, that is why. Now, what is the redemption? What is the redemption that Jesus did?
He
sacrificed. He gave himself and
bought,
redeemed it back. Yeah. And that seal has got that. It's a redemption seal stolen by Satan, and God is redeeming. And this is happening, all this is happening because of that seal. Because in that, you know, there is destruction. First of all, it was not the Satan's job to steal something that was not his. Yeah, it starts from there. Yeah, it was not man's job to give something that belonged to him. You see, the trouble started there. Yeah, disobedience started there, and God took all his patience. Till Revelation, he's taking patience. Now he's going to redeem. He's going to show all those culprits will be punished, and he's going to redeem the earth back for his people forever and ever.
Amen.
And this is the process that's going to take place. It's not something that God was enjoying. But now you see the wrath of God coming to redeem that place. And that's the time. Now it's going to be, we have seen some certain past glimpses of the movies, you know how. But this is, a movie cannot even be made with that
reality.
Intensity.
Okay.
The wrath of God is so pressing.
Yeah.
But the good news is, we are saved. Those who believe in the Lord are saved. Because the Lord never puts his people into peril. He'll take us separately. He will put us separately. Those also are arguments or things are there from the scholars which I will discuss as the time comes back. Okay. Some say, how do you know that there's a tribulation period. A 7-year tribulation period. Which is showing in this. And those 7 years, it says, you know, in one of the Bible that those who go to the mountain need not come back. Don't come back. Because it's safer there than here. Those who are the child at the mother's breast, you know, is so unfortunate that better that you didn't have a child to see your children being taken off. You know, it's going to be such horrendous time that will come upon the earth. And the Revelation is teaching us that. And whoever is there will be the same. Now, why does God say that, or why does the Bible think, why does the Bible scholars say and think and prove? There are verses that they prove that we will not be in this tribulation. First of all, they say that because God is faithful. Now, if God, treats all of us as the pagans, right? The modern day pagans, what is the use of us being so, trying to be holy, trying to serve God? There's no meaning. God is just God, right? He will give you justice for every single thing that you did good and for every single thing that you did bad. Okay, that is, he's a just God. He has to do that. God the Father could not save us without just saying, chalo, you have sinned, come on, forget it. No, he could not say that. Because he's a just God. Sin had to be punished, and that's why he had to send his son to save us. He could not wave it off. That is the justice. So for every good thing that you do, you will be praised and raised. For every bad thing that you do, you will be put down. But for us, we have repentance, right? He's given us a clause of repentance because Jesus has already paid the price. So the moment you repent, your sins are washed and we are clean. So we are the privileged people. So we have, we need not be anxious. We will not be afraid of what you are going to hear in the revelation, because we are not in that. But Christians are there in it. Those who have not accepted Christ, those who are not living the way Christ wants to live, are going to be affected. Are going to be. You understand why and why? So you know, faster we know the facts, the faster we change our lives to what Jesus wants us, the better for us to be. Okay, and having said that, now we were just talking about the youth of today, the children. At least my burden, I'm sure it's everybody's burden. Now we have enjoyed a beautiful life by God, you know, through our parents' prayers. We have come to this stage that we have seen the good days, we are seeing the present days, and we perhaps may see the not so good days that are going to come. But what about our children who have not seen our days, you know? Sometimes we say the youth have gone so berserk and things like that, which is true, yes. But they haven't seen the good side, you know, of things that which we have seen. I think we are the best generation who have seen all the three stages. The youth are thinking that, for example, everybody is on the mobiles today, because right from the time, and the time has maybe not yet come when the nurse will give the mobile to the child when he is born, instead of pacify the child. I mean, that is the first thing they see, is a mobile. So what do? Small children also, they're going for mobile. We didn't have mobiles in our, we didn't have toys in our thing in the first place. Right? We had a mother's love, my father's companionship. They have lost that. So they don't know what real love is. Today's world, we as parents are working. Both people are working. In our times, father used to work, but mother used to be at home. So we used to always get the 24/7 attention from our mother, the love, the molding of a mother. Nowadays, children, now we need both parties to work, to survive. But they have lost it. The children have lost it. You know. And so, whom to blame? We cannot blame the children totally, because we have got no time to to train the children. We have got no time to give our love to the children. So they are doing their own things. And sometimes it is so late and so bad. Hence, God also will understand we are struggling with time, we are struggling with money. But the only thing that we can do for our children is to at least pray for them. You can get tremendous protection for our children by your prayers. He knows that we are struggling. He's not blind. He's looking, watching. Genuinely, we are struggling. We are trying to make ends meet, right? And in the process, we are losing our children. But then, if we have the real love and concern for our children, we will start praying for them. And God will work. God will work. So many youth are coming back because prayers are working. Okay? You will find here also how prayers work. You will find in this revelation. You will be amazed when you see that. Okay? So the scenario is this. God the Father is in his hand, is this scroll with seven seals. An angel shouts out announcing, if anybody is worthy, come and open the seals. Nobody was worthy. He didn't say if anybody is willing. There are a lot of people who are willing to open the seals, who are not worthy. To open a seal, you should be worthy. Now see, just a crude example I will take is, can everybody be priest? Can everybody say a mass there? No. You have to be anointed. That is their prerogative. They spend their time, they sing, and then they have become, they ordained as priests. It's a priestly, like the Levites, no? They were the priestly generation, you know. We cannot become priests. We are called priests. We have everything, the functions of the priests are in us, but we cannot celebrate mass. Yeah. We cannot serve mass, you know? Say mass there. So those are the things. Coming back to the same thing, you said, who is worthy to open the scrolls? It's a loud announcement. Now John is listening to that. It's a loud announcement. John knows that in that hand of the Lord is a redemption, a redemptive. Now, nobody is there to redeem us. So he's desperate. He said, my God, we are going to be doomed. We are going to be die. We are going to die because nobody is there who can redeem us from our destiny. You just imagine yourself in a very desperate situation. The doors are almost closing. You can imagine the scene of the Israelites at the Red Sea. No way out until the Lord worked, right? So this is the scenario that John is having. Everything has failed. And then suddenly he finds somebody knocking, patting his back. He says, why are you? No, not Jesus.
Elder.
An elder. An elder telling John, don't weep. Don't weep. Yeah? Because Jesus, the Lamb, yeah, he, the Lion of Judah, or the root of David, he is able to open the book and the seven seals. Yeah, he is able. Now see, in the whole world, sometimes, you know, we have so many religions in this world, but only the Christian religion have got to prove that Jesus has died for us, right? Nobody else. That one incident should be enough for all of us to become Christians, right? For all the world. But the devil is a blinder. He makes you blind, right? And that is why this universal fact. Like, when you tell me any God, any religion God has, who has given himself up for the world? Nobody. But yet they say that they have got, this religion is good, this religion is good. And the only factor that shows us that our religion is the most powerful religion, especially in India, is that our 2% of Christians are a threat to the 98% of the rest. Why are they afraid? If I am a majority, why am I afraid of a minority?
Yeah.
You know? But see, the power of Jesus is there. They know it. They don't want to accept it. And they are afraid of us. 2% is enough to finish. That is why they are after us. They know who the real God is. In every religion that it is there. Vedas it is there. In the Quran it is there. Who is coming? But they are not willing to accept. Or some of them, they are not allowed to accept. No. It's no fault of theirs. Especially suppose, thank God that we are brought up in the Christian religion, Catholic religion.
Okay.
Suppose we were Hindus.
Yes.
And suppose we were, look at our sister Archana, how much she's struggling.
Yeah.
So that is the way. So no, we cannot, that's why we should not point fingers at the Muslim or not, because they are brought up in that way.
Yes.
Okay? We are the same. And that's why I think God made Pope to come to our Muslim country. And this is all God's providence.
Yes.
You know? How many thousands of people you think in the whole world will be touched to look at that?
Yes.
You know, it's so amazing. So only Jesus is the one who could open that scroll. And now, he says, "No, do not be afraid." Do not be afraid is one of Jesus' very, loving sentence. He likes to say that. Do not be afraid. Any time he goes there, anywhere, he says, don't be afraid. Now, a few instances. You know the widow? There was a widow whose son was dead. You know? And she didn't even come to him to ask for this. And he goes there. You know, he was full of compassion. He goes there and he says, do not weep. Yeah, do not weep, he said. And then he raises the thing up. Another instance is Jairus. Yeah, he comes to Jesus. Right? My daughter is dying, you know, please come and help. And then this lady comes, the 12-year issues, right?
Yeah.
And then
there
was confusion, commotion. By the time another message comes, don't bother Jesus, she's dead already.
Yeah.
And then Jesus, what he said immediately? Don't be afraid,
yes.
Believe.
Yeah.
Don't be afraid, believe, right? That girl is dead.
Yeah.
She's missing.
Yes.
So that's another place where he says, the comforting voice of Jesus saying, do not be afraid. Now, for example, you know, I love to stop at certain places and see, the devil is blinding us on a constant basis. Remember that. Even us. He's constantly blinding us. Now see, there's only two situations are mentioned here in this thing. if we are believing the same Jesus who raised these two, at least these two, compassionate Jesus, a Jesus of all possibilities. The girl is dead, but he tells, no, he's not dead. So why are we believing in something in this modern age that is really dead? You know, something wrong. That's something really out of the thing. But why are we not believing in Jesus who that same Jesus can say, don't worry, Neville. Nothing is finished. Everything is over. But he'll say, come and say, no, don't worry. Just believe. His condition is just one. Just believe. But we are not willing to go to that extent of believing Jesus' words when it comes to our situation. Okay? It happened at that time. So now, we proclaim that Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Are we proving? Are we believing that Jesus is the same? If you are believing, then why? Everybody has got circumstances in our life at the moment. Yeah, we are all struggling with something. Yeah, and we are all at the Red Sea. Yeah, and we say that the same God. You think if that God that day, when the Israelites were bad, they were not even good, opened the sea, why will He not open the sea for us today? We are trying to be good. No, they were adamant, but at least we are trying to be good. So you think He will not open the seas? It's only your belief. So now, having heard this, we have heard this before also. Having heard this, when we go out of the house, will we change our mentality? That is important. Will we change our mentality? We'll say, no, come what may now. The disturbance is not gone. I'm either losing my job, or my finances are bad, my family is not okay. Disturbances are not gone. But no, now I will get out from this room saying that no, that Jesus who said, don't fear, I'm there with you, He is the same Jesus who will do it. The widows did not even ask Jesus. The funeral was going on. He goes there. He intervenes. And He says, you know, He feels compassion. Same compassionate Jesus who gave, can a person give a life and say, no, you know, finished, my blood is over? No, He has given your life, His life, His blood for this reason. Yeah, so that we may have confidence in Him. Right? But I'm just requesting, you know, everyone knows your own problems. If you are being bogged down by a problem that seems to you like a mountain, the same words of Jesus come again. If you have the faith of a mustard seed, tell this mountain to move, and it has to move. Yeah? Tell this mountain to move, and it has to move. Yeah? What is cancer? What is this thing? Sometimes I watched his Father Zakaria's videos, you know. And he keeps on, 1,000 times he'll keep on repeating, by your stripes I'm healed, by your stripes I'm completely healed, by your stripes I'm doing this. You know, that is proclamation, with belief, with thing, nothing can happen. Otherwise, you know, there's no point in going ahead with this. If God fails, there's no point. It doesn't happen right at the moment. But what is God's, tell me, what is God's signal that He's listening? Can you tell me? Problem is there. Thing is that you are trusting in God. You are proclaiming. You are, you know, giving that full confidence. What is the proof God gives you? He gives you one proof immediately.
Inner joy,
inner peace. Immediately, that problem is there. But that problem doesn't look, you know, so hazardous to you now. Because the peace of Christ comes. The peace of Christ. Then, you know, when the peace of Christ comes, what happens to you? This problem doesn't become a problem anymore. No, what the devil does, this is a small cup, right? He will make you so desperate that you will find this cup becoming bigger and bigger and bigger. This is a small cup, if you look in this thing. And it's immediate, you know, insignificant. But this guy, when you listen to him and when he puts your doubts, you know, in your mind, believing him, we are so easily believing him and not believing in the God. Yeah? Now, God can see, but we cannot see. He's making this mountain bigger. It's still the same cup. And when the peace of Christ comes into you, and to me, the reality of this comes into you. And then you say, my God, what is this? Nothing. And we were just, you know, racking our brains and crying. You're fine. We think, we panic for unnecessary things. Yes. And then we ruin our health, we ruin our mind, and then we say, there's no God. So this is one thing that we got to go out today. Saying that, yes, Lord, I'm going to try you today. Right? I have this one, so and so. Those who don't have problems, forget. No problem. Y'all are on a safe boat. But those who have problems, including me, I have got problems. But I'm fighting this battle for that. I'm fighting, and I can see the victory. That's why I'm so assuredly telling you in this. You know, I'm so assuredly, you know, telling you. And people like me who practice, you know, we have got lots of problems. It comes day, left, right, and center. If I keep on telling myself my litany of problems, you know, you will not listen. But he's also giving me the grace to overcome that, to show you that. He's proving it to me. That is why, with confidence, I can say, what is your problem? This is your problem, give it to him. 100% and forget it. Because I was that way. I was panicking a lot of times. Small things to irritate me. Now, yeah, now at present, my job place, there's no word also for that, for the situation in that. But in that, I'm minute by minute, I'm claiming the victory. I'm claiming the victory. Otherwise, I would have been finished by now, the way. And those people, who, see, once you are in the Lord, the others, the opposition gets weakened. You are strengthened, the opposition gets weakened. You know, then they don't know. God confuses them. God confuses them because you are righteous. You know your God. And then slowly, then they are afraid of you because they know that there is a God whom you serve. You know, they know that there's a God in whom you serve. So this is my personal testimony to you. So don't miss this opportunity. Okay. So the elder tells John that Jesus Christ has won that victory. Now he's called two things. He's the Lion of Judah. Now do we have Esdras in this book of ours? E-S-D-R-A-S.
Yes,
sir. Esdras, is in our Bible?
Yes.
We have, no?
Yes.
In 2 Esdras, because these are the books, canonical books, which are missing in the Protestant version. Esdras, E-S-D-R-A-S.
Yeah,
is there, no?
192.
Check 2 Esdras 12 and verse 31. Esdras. Two Esdras, second book of Esdras, verse 12, chapter 12, verse 31. Sister, give it, that's a different Bible, I think. Yeah? Second Esdras, huh? Is not there?
Ezra.
You have?
Yes.
NRSV,
it's not there.
Yeah, see.
You saw the angry lion come rolling out of the forest, and you heard it speak to the eagle and rebuke it for the evil that it had done and for all that it had said. The lion represents the Messiah, whom God Most High has held back until the end. He will be a descendant of David and will come back and speak to the rulers. He will rebuke them for their wickedness, their sinfulness, and their contempt for God's ways. While they are still living, he will bring them to judgment, condemn them for their sin, and destroy them. But he will have mercy on the rest of my people, those who are left in my land. He will set them free and make them happy until the end comes and judgment day, about which I told you at the beginning.
Yes. Okay? No, that's enough. See, we are struggling to even find a book and see what Esdras has said that time. Which book is that, sister?
This is New Testament.
It's
Good News.
Good News,
okay.
Yes, sir.
In the New Testament?
No, Good News.
No, Good News. Old Testament. Esdras. I'm surprised it's not here, no?
It's
12. We don't have
it.
Yeah, but because this is a Catholic version.
Unless it's retained or something.
After which book?
To Esdras.
Before that.
Before Susanna.
After Susanna.
No, Maccabees.
After Maccabees?
Yeah.
Oh, Maccabees is the last. After that is Job. Maccabees is the last book.
So they have not included that Esdras. Okay, so go and buy the new Good News now. Now,
revised
is
good.
Good
News is not good.
In fact, I'm going to.
Well, in the church. Huh?
Yeah.
The basic
one.
Yeah.
But even this is a Catholic version, but it's not in this. Not here. In fact, I must ask Father about it. Why is it not here? Being a Catholic version,
yeah,
no? you should have it. So see, at that time, the Lion of Judah has been referred to Jesus. That time, sister, you close that page. You close that page. Read it again, please. So look at the power in that sentence.
I think it's more than before that.
No, but the reference is given from 12 onwards.
Okay, 12.
Yeah. 2 Esdras 12:31.
Yeah. You You saw the angry lion come roaring out of the forest, and you heard it speak to the eagle and rebuke it for the evil that it had done and for all that it had said. The lion represents the Messiah, whom God Most High has held back until the end. He will be descendant of David and will come back, will come and speak to the rulers. He will rebuke them for their wickedness, their sinfulness, and their contempt for God's ways. While they are still living, he will bring them to judgment, condemn them for their sin, and destroy them. But he will have mercy on the rest of my people. Those who are left in my land, he will set them free and make them happy until the end comes, the judgment day about which I told you at the beginning.
So see, the Lion of Judah. Okay, Jesus is called a lion, ferocious lion. Now, for example, see, sometimes we have, how many of you have dogs, pets at home? Wherever you're back? Yeah, you've got it here, yeah. Dogs. Yeah. If you have a ferocious dog, like the bulldogs and all that, and you keep walking with the dog on the street, are you afraid of anybody?
No.
Yeah, you're not afraid, because you know that, you know, this guy will pounce, right? Now, we have got a Lion of Judah walking with us. Ferocious lion, and he is not like the lion of the jungle, because the lion of the jungle, they don't think, they just attack anybody whom they can see to devour. But this is a different lion. This is a Lion of Judah who destroys everything that is evil, and whose heart is compassionate and merciful, right? So we have got this lion. We are descendants of this Lion of Judah, you know. So we can always Ellingale Hendricks, Lion of Judah. Yeah, that could be our name. In Arabic, they have bin, no? So, Ellingale, bin Hendricks, bin Lion of Judah. You can easily put the title to yourself. You know, because that gives you courage, that gives you power. Yeah? Now, my brother Rocky is looking at me there. Rocky bin Coelho, bin Lion of Judah. You know, what power? Who can touch us? Right? Who can touch us? Neville, bin Fernandez, bin Lion of Judah. But if I put that, it will be like John, Manuel, Neville, Fernandez, and then Lion of Judah. So big litany for me. But you see the power of the Lion. A Lion of Judah. He is so ferocious that he will not allow anybody who is harming his children. Because he's compassionate and merciful to us. Right? Compassionate and merciful to us. I might have told this before to you all, but I don't know if I have, because I talked to so many people. Whenever I used to pray to God for somebody who was disturbing me, I've seen it so much that, you know, God takes him away only from my life. And now I stopped praying like that, because, you know, I don't want. I said, Lord, no, don't do so. Be so wrestling. I just want to, you know,
maybe,
so many of them.
Just away from him, not take him away.
Don't take him away. You know, so now I'm afraid to pray also. Somebody like, you know, who's troubling me. Might as well take it away, because God is a jealous God. God is a jealous God. He is so much in love with you that, you know, suppose now husbands and wives, you know, today's marriage day, we can always talk about husbands and wives. Something, Brother Rupert, if somebody does something to Thelma, will you keep quiet? Whether you have strength or not, but your reaction will be there. No? Like, how dare you take my you know, you touch my wife or whatever, you misbehave. No? But Syriac is like, you will do that. Everybody have got their protection. You know? Yeah. And just imagine how much Jesus is our husband.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's our spouse. We are the church is his bride. Yeah. How much he will take care. But now Thelma should have confidence that Rupert is going to do that. He's have, because so many years of marriage, right? They have to come to see. Yeah, what I'm saying, like, there might be a King Kong come. No, he might hit you, but you will not allow him. No. That is a different thing. Similarly, Jesus died for us. He died for us. Right? So he has given his life, he has given his blood. You can be rest assured that he is there with us. That confidence is important. Having that confidence and believing, yes, my Lord will come. My Lord will come. And he comes. I can give so many instances when, you know, out of the blue, he has just come. Out of the blue. I was supposed to lose my job many times back. We had a French guy who came as a general manager for us after my good boss left. And he had a Filipino wife. Right? And I specialize in engravings, which is quite interesting. He tried to learn that job from me. And I, you know, I just went teaching him to sing without, and he's my manager, so I cannot say no. So he was asking me questions, and he started to sing. One fine day, he had an argument with the boss, Suhela. You know, he didn't talk to her properly, and she sent a message to the PRO to go cease work today, take his keys back from him, and he's sacked. So they took his keys back, and within 1 month time, they allowed him to settle down and get, because his kids were studying and all that stuff, and he lost his job. After losing his job after a few months, I got the news that he had already planned to take me out from that job, and he had his wife's brother, whom he wanted to bring India. You see, when I didn't even know what was happening, God has saved my job that time. You know, when I heard about it from a resourceful person, because they had discussions about it, you know, and I said, see, where is my God? I didn't even know him. But he is a protector.
Amen.
And the more you think he will learn, because we are working hard. We are working hard. We are doing our justice. And he cannot, if he loves you, if you are his, he will not leave you. He will, like, you know, some many times I think I've come to a stage where I can say, please, you know, don't interfere with me, because my God will not stop you, will not tolerate it. I think that warning I should give now.
Yeah.
Don't interfere with me, because my God will not. Then I'm safe and you are safe. Don't blame me tomorrow if something happens to you. I don't want them to also understand that our God is a cruel God, you know. But there is a difference between cruelty and our God is such a, he's deeply in love with us. He's deeply in love. Compassionate and deeply in love.
Cruelty is to protect the loved ones. Like a mother protects the child.
No. I'm talking about his point of view.
Yeah, yeah.
When I tell him this, then he might think that God, our God is a cruel God.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't realize why he's cruel. He loves us. He's deeply in love. He's protective.
Yeah.
As you said, no, mother will never allow her to say.
Yeah.
Even why go to human mothers? Look at the chick, hen.
Yes.
How it protects. You know, I've seen so many things. The hen will go fight. And that is our Jesus. Then he is also known as, he is the root of David. What is the root of David? Isaiah 11:1-10. It says, Jesse, this title goes back to Judah's prophecy that there will come forth a shoot from the stump of Jesse, and a root of Jesse shall be an ensign to the people. Jesse was the father of David. This means that Jesus Christ was the son of David, the promised Messiah. You know, God told David that your lineage, the kingship of your lineage will never end. And Jesus came from the root of David. So his kingship, you know, see, God's prophecies are always correct. It happened. Some have happened, some are in the process of being happened, and revelation will happen finally. So when God says something, it has to happen. It has to happen. So he's called also Lion of Judah, and he's called the Root of Jesse. Now you go to Revelation 5:6.
Then I saw between the throne and the four living creatures and among the elders a lamb standing as if it had been slaughtered, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God, sent out into the earth.
Okay. Now we have seen the title of Lion of Judah, and Root of David. Now he has got another title, the Lamb. Now these two titles are ferocious titles, Lion of Judah and Kingship. Okay, big titles. Now we are going to the meek part of it, the Lamb part of it. Okay. Just offhand, do you know when he was called the Lamb? Just offhand, it's a very famous one.
Baptizing time, no?
Yes.
Yeah, but John said the Lamb of God.
Yeah. Behold the Lamb of God.
Oh, yes.
And that's what we have at the Mass as well,
God,
right?
Yeah.
Behold the Lamb of God.
Yes.
Yeah. He said, I'm not even worthy to untie his sandals. Okay. So John the Baptist points out to him, and it is mentioned in John 1:29-36. Then Peter speaks about the precious blood of Jesus in 1 Peter 1:19. He calls Jesus the Lamb without blemish. Yeah. 1 Peter 1:19. In Isaiah 53:7.
Isaiah
Jesus himself said that the lamb will be brought to slaughter. Lamb will be brought to Isaiah 53:7. No, I just said it. In all these two, three instances which I gave you, the Greek word of that is amnos. Amnos is a Greek word for that sheep, you know, for that sheep. But in the Revelation, uses the word arnion, A-R-N-I-O-N. What is the difference? Jeremiah uses it in chapter 11, verse 19. Jeremiah uses it in chapter 11, verse 19. Thank you. Anybody opening there? Jeremiah,
which one?
11, verse 19.
Verse 19, yeah.
But I was like
a gentle lamb led to the slaughter.
Yeah, I was like a gentle, that's enough. I was like a gentle lamb led to a slaughter. And here, the lamb is called Arnion. In the previous verses, it was called Amos, because there is a difference in that. Gentle, like, you know, submissive lamb.
Yeah.
Yeah? Lion of Judah is one attribute, and submissiveness is his second attribute. Then, why do they use this word Arnion? There are two reasons for it. Now see, the lamb still bears the marks of having slain. On that we find a lamb who was slain.
Yeah, who looked like he was slaughtered.
Yeah. And I saw a lamb standing in the midst of the throne and of the four.
As if it had been slaughtered.
So he still got the slaughtering marks on him. He still got slaughtering marks on him. And when we see Jesus now in heaven, when we see Jesus, how do you think we will see him?
No,
when we see that afterwards, okay. We saw him as a king, okay. But what will his body, have identified his marks?
Yes.
Once he goes, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit is same. I don't know whether
he'll
have marks.
He'll have marks. Because in his glorified body, he came. When does he come in his glorified body? Do you know that instance of somebody doubting him?
Yes.
What did he say?
Put your fingers.
Yeah, Thomas said, I will not believe unless I put my... And that, now that is a glorified body. He suddenly comes, no?
Yes.
As a glorified body, he doesn't have to knock the door and all. He'll just be here, right? And he has and that will be a permanent one, because in those things, he has gained the victory. God the Father always looks at it, and he is, you know, that is why we are still sinners. We are still sinners, but God the Father sees us through the blood of the Lamb. And the blood of the Lamb cleanses us. The blood of the Lamb justifies us. What is justification? What is justification?
Makes us right.
What is justification? I am a sinner. But yet Jesus says he's not a sinner. Is Jesus telling a lie?
Salvation.
No, he says, I have cleansed him.
Yeah. I have paid his price.
Yeah.
So he is no longer a sinner. Yeah. We are still sinners. We still do sin, but his blood covers us. And God the Father wanted somebody to pay for this for us. That's not an encouragement for us to go back and sin, because the blood of Jesus will not allow us to sin as well.
Amen.
Knowing the power of the blood of Jesus, it will not allow us to sin.
Yes.
Right? But in case you are sinning and we are still sinners, this is justification. That is why I think last time I told you all, when the devil accuses me of any sin that I commit knowingly or unknowingly now, I just have a conversation with him. You know, get off your track. Because my God has paid the price of my sin, past, present and future. So who are you to ask a double claim? You cannot be convicted for one crime twice. Finished. One crime is paid for, it is finished. So why are you coming back again? And then the moment you try to argue and you try to tell him that, that is called resisting the devil. He goes up. He goes up because he knows that we know the truth. He knows that we know the truth. Now, he is like a roaring lion. See, our God is a roaring lion. He's a lion.
Lion of Judah. He's like a roaring lion.
He is like a roaring lion. Yeah? Imitation. Gold and imitation gold. That is examples of that. Like a roaring lion. Gold, sometimes imitation looks so little. But when you look at it properly, then you'll find. Or when you test it, you'll find, no, it is fake. Fake. So the devil is fake. Now, as long as you don't know a fake item, you will consider it genuine. Yeah. The moment you know a fake item, you'll just discard it. You'll go in for the fake item, right? This we are doing on a daily basis. Yeah. We are not testing who he is still attend, and he is having a gala time because there are two types of goldsmiths. The one who should sell genuine gold, and there are some who sell imitation gold, right? But now, those who don't know the difference or, you know, the thing that the genuine fellow is telling. He can even cheat you saying it's gold. Yes. This is what the devil does to us. The moment we know that who he is, you know, fake, like a roaring lion. He's not a roaring lion. He's like. Yeah? Even when you look, try with your dogs, if you'll see. But they will not act funny with you. When a dog barks at you, small dog, you know, you try to run, see what happens. You put your pants down. You know, he'll come after you. But you just stand there. You know, your heart is pounding, tuk, tuk, tuk. You don't know what's going to happen. But you look at him in his eyes, he will stop.
Yes.
Continue to look at him, he will go.
Yeah.
Like a roaring lion. You know. Similarly, the devil does the same thing. You know, when we were not knowing, you were taking advantage of me and you managed to bully me. But now I know and I'm not taking it. And that is resisting. Many a time I said, resist the devil and he will flee from you. Every word in the Bible is correct. Mm-hmm. Resist the devil. You know, now I've got a practice of resisting.
Yeah.
Because he also knows the word of God.
Yeah.
You know.
It says in Luke 24:45, it says that, you know, like if you start practicing that, it says that, you know, so understand the scriptures. No? So then you open their minds to understand the scriptures.
Yes.
So just like reading a lot, so this will help too.
Yes. Yes. You know, see, suppose we have a very precious diamond, precious metal, okay? Will you give it to anybody like that? Even to your children, will you? You will not trust them. Not because you don't love them. Not because you don't want to give them, but
they will not know the value of that. That is why we don't want to.
Till they know the value of that,
yes,
you will not give it to them.
Yes.
Till, you know, you understand? Till, now what brother brought is a very absolute thing. In spite of reading, we cannot understand.
Blind.
When God comes to know that you are desperately, you know, reading with interest, then you'll say, tuck, 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 and things will open. To open the Holy Spirit. Wow, it is this way. You know, wow, it is this way.
Yes.
What? That's why people who read the Bible, no, they'll never keep it down. Because more and more the doors are opening for them.
Yeah.
More and more the things are understood. But if I read, now I can read the Bible daily, but nothing can happen to me. It's like the seeds which fall on the pathway. I'll read that because I know we have to read the Bible daily, so I'll just read the Bible daily. I like it, okay. But nothing happened. You're stuck up there. But when that logos becomes a rhema, when the logos becomes a rhema, then
the eyes
open. You know, it's very and then so I've seen one of my friends. He's not a preacher, but he's very God centered. He was in Saudi on the rigs, and then the Lord told him. Two of them they were. The Lord told them to leave the job and come to Oman. And I said, how? What proof you have? You all had? No. The Lord said. And then they left the job. They came to Oman. Okay, they worked for Oman. And during the time in Oman, they were a part of a prayer group as well. new type of woman. So I got friendly with them, so they used to invite me to their place after the meeting and all. And this guy cannot speak much good English also, from Goa there. He couldn't speak English, but in that broken English, you know, he used to tell so many things. And every time, like, you know, even lunch break, they should not take lunch. They should come back here, read the Bible. I said, wow, I've never seen a faith like that. You know, so much. They're so much deeply concentrating on the Bible. So much. Till today, I'm not like that. I cannot do that. But I saw that quality. Then one fine day, they told me, God has told us to leave and go back to Goa. And they left me and went back to Goa. You know, see, how it is, I don't understand. I don't understand. I visited him in Goa also. My family went to visit his family as well. Now, at the moment, I've lost contact. But this is the way. Suddenly, one word will come alive. You are reading the Bible years ago. But unless, as brother said, unless the Lord opens your eyes, you cannot.
Yeah.
When is another good example of eyes being opened in the Bible?
On the way to Emmaus.
Very good. They were discussing Jesus.
Yeah,
Jesus was walking. When he opened their eyes, when he opened and they came to know who it is. You know?
There is also a good example of, you know, the Shalom, the television.
Yeah, yeah.
In Malayalam, English, Europe, US, and all this. That it is started by a person who was a bank manager.
Okay.
Had a good job. And he had some 5-6 years also left. But he got a call that he should leave this job. And so a lot of people, you know, said, what you are doing? Another 5 years, you would have got your pension, this, that, you know, you got a family and all that. But he left. He said it's a God call and he started this and now it is, you know,
full soul.
Only
he's
doing this.
Yes.
Shalom.
Shalom TV, yeah, Shalom TV, I've heard about it. This is the call of God, can come at any time. Now see, you are saying he was 5 years more for retirement.
You would have got his benefits and
yes.
He said, I
will
not.
See.
God is calling me to do this work.
You know, how awesome to be in that state, no? And everybody has got chances to be here. Huh? It's not only for, the call is not for a few. The call is for everybody. Few will respond to that call. You know, the harvest is great. The laborers are few. The moment you say yes, you know, suppose you nowadays even a small child has to go for an entrance exam, right? To go to a school where you are going to pay.
Yes.
Yeah? This is the thing. When the moment you say yes to the Lord, there will be an entrance exam for you. Not one exam, there will be 2-3 exams.
Yes.
And on that, you have got to prove to the Lord what I'm saying. My yes is yes,
yes.
And cannot be no. And then you are landed. Then you are landed. We have to pay that price. Yeah, we have to pay that price. So, with this note, we end. No, is it time?
We don't have to go to the
door. Nobody's using it.
Okay,
so we'll spend another 10 minutes. Okay. that is now so much of confidence we should get. You know, see, dear brothers and sisters, this session will be meaningful only when we grasp what the Holy Spirit is teaching us.
Yes.
And outside this door, because the moment we stand outside the door, the devil is waiting there for us. Like, take away the seeds that is sown, including me, okay? To take away the seeds that is sown. That's the time when we say, no.
Yes.
I am making a determination today, come what may, you know, that I am going to use, I am going to prove, I am going to, whatever God has taught me today, I am going to do it.
Amen.
Yeah? That is your first step. Then you see, nowadays God has come, the time has come closer. Nowadays God responds to you immediately. Before he used to wait for some, nowadays your even a wish becomes a reality when you are trusting in the Lord and this. So my only plea to all of us, you know, including my, I will do it myself as well, I've started it. Let us take God seriously. Let us go with the word of God and whatever we learn today. Now he's a lion of Judah. Now I know something is coming. Another roaring lion is coming. What am I supposed to do? Yeah? Now see, example. There is somebody who is your enemy. You and that person cannot get along. Very bitter enemies. And now because of the Lord, you are ignoring that person. Okay. But every time you see that person, your blood boils. Now, when you are in the hands of a lion of Judah, and that roar, like a roaring lion comes, what you will do? My lion of Judah is with me. Peace. Let him come. You'll go to the extent of smiling at him.
Yes.
You know? That otherwise, you would have, your blood pressure would have started pumping, you know, by now. But now you are at peace because the lion of Judah is on you. His hand is on you. Don't worry, my son. You know? And then with his hand on you, your heart changes.
Yes.
He is the same man. He is still roaring. Gar, 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 gar. You know, but it doesn't affect you. Yeah? In fact, you are feeling pity for him, love. If only this man knew what the Lion of Judah was, he would come to me. And then your next step, as being as a child of the Lion of Judah, you will try to call him. Jesus, he is also there. No? Can we call him? He says, yes, call him. That is the change of hearts. You know, that is the change of heart. That when I had an incident here in this parish of a couple who, and I, we never got along, right? And that time I didn't even know the Lion of Judah well, you know. But after praying, you know, many years of Dushmani, we should not even look at each other. And whenever they used to come one side, I used to go to the other side and vice versa. But once I came to know the Lord, I started praying. I started praying, Lord, I said, I want to forgive these people. You know, I want to forgive these people. And I said, give me that heart. It's impossible, Lord, impossible, but I want to do it. And then slowly, it took me years, months, to get accustomed to it, you know, this thing. One fine day, out of the blue, they came in front of me. Out of the blue. If I had seen them from before, I would have gone in another way. But suddenly they came in front of me, and I had no choice to even make it. And automatically, that whole confusion, I smiled. Okay, not with the intention of smiling, I smiled. Yeah. And then I got a return smile back. Yeah. Okay, I said, wow, that's great. Yeah. See how the Lord works, I'm telling you. How the Lord, okay, now, so that burden is gone. Now it's becoming better. I said, Lord, thank you for all this thing. And then I went on praying, like, you know, this thing. Now what happens? When I see them coming, I go, you know. And then we started smiling, not talking yet. Huh? One fine day on Christmas Day, you know, we had an opportunity to wish each other. So we wished each other. Yeah. And today, we're not best of pals, but that thing is there. It's gone. And then now I'm praying for them. I said, they are also getting better, okay? They are also getting better. They have learned a lot. And they are, but this is the way the Lord deals. Nothing is impossible with the Lord. Yes. Nothing is impossible with the Lord. That hatred should get out of us. You know, sometimes I used to blame them. But the Lord showed me that how much venom is there in me. How much venom is there in me? If no doubt they have done wrong to me, but that is not your problem, and that is not, you should not take it so seriously. What did I do? Why am I on the cross? Yes. I didn't do anything to anybody yet. And if you say you are my believer, my disciple, you should be like me. Yeah. Then only we can say we are Jesus. Are you ready to be like Jesus? Are you ready to be like Jesus? When somebody's wine runs out, are you ready to replenish that wine? Not go to the wine shop, sir. Are you ready to replenish that wine by your blessings? Something goes wrong, somebody's lack of something. What should be your automatic? Today, even especially in India, but there are so many circumstances. If a person is dying, accident, case, nobody's willing. If you or I managed to take that person to the hospital, at that time he would be saved. But once again, there are so many things that will interfere. The cops, you know, things and all that stuff. But this is what should come spontaneously through us, from us and with us. You know, if we are believing in Jesus. Everything that we do is opposite. When Jesus said, when somebody strikes you on your right, give him the left. How many times would we do that? Huh? How many times do we do that? Even recently I had a case when I lost my, this thing on a person, my little bit in, you know, above me. But, you know, I said, I'm right. And but some people, sometimes you feel like they have to give, other they take advantage of you also. But you must give it in the right way. Ask the Holy Spirit to help you to this thing. Now, so the Lamb will still have marks. Jesus, you will still have his marks in heaven as we see here. There is another side to this side. The same Lamb with the marks of sacrifice still on it. The Lamb with the seven horns and the seven eyes. Now this Lamb looks like slain, but he has seven horns and seven eyes. Horn, no, the horn, the bull's horn, is a power, omnipotent. Potent horn. You know, that's why many of these, you know, the old cannibals and all that stuff, the kings always have that horn, because that is their power. You know, so Jesus, the olden people will know better, the tribes and all, no? They have that horn. And so Jesus is not only having one horn, he has got how many?
Seven
horns. And seven in the Bible is what?
Complete number.
So there is nothing in the world that he cannot do. Amen. Nothing. You might say, like, you know, oh, Jesus was in the whatever century. Today is the mobile age. He doesn't know much about operating or something like that. And that's why this thing is troubling me. No. He knows everything. He knows what gadgets are going to come in the future as well. Amen. And he's the master of all. So seven horns, power of seven horns. You are in such great hands.
Amen.
Seven eyes. What does seven eyes mean? First of all, it is the power of the Spirit. He can see everything. He can see in the dark, he can see in the night, he can see under the bed, he can see over your head. You know, he is a God who can see you every time. Now, you think I'm in darkness. You think I'm lonely. You think I'm dissing. Yes, physically, in a present state, you may feel that way. But then once you know that I have a God who is powerful and I have a God whose eyes are on me, what are you to fear? What are you to fear? The thing is that you have to understand this fact and you have to put it into practice. Believe. Okay? Somebody is disturbing you and that person can take your job away. Right? Say, Lord, I don't know. But then two things I always remember. I said, he or she has not given me this job. You have given me the job. How can he or she take it? He cannot take it. She cannot take it. When you take it, it will happen. Now, this is the belief you have. And if you have this belief, and if you say, my God, he or she is my boss and, you know, we are not getting along and he will definitely take my job. They will definitely take your job because you have believed that he is taking your job. You have believed that. If you don't believe it, you see, who is he? Who are you? You may be the MD, you may be anybody, but you cannot take my job. I tell my Omani boys many a time because they are good boys. I used to tell them that even Sultan Qaboos cannot throw me out because Sultan Qaboos did not bring me here. My God brought me here and he will take me somewhere when he wants me to say. And they said, Sahai. They understand. Sahai, they are good boys. You know, they said, yes. My sister said, nobody can touch me unless he wants me to go. And when he wants me to go, nobody can stop me from going. Right? So that is the power. Why I'm trying to ignite all these things is that we have got a powerful God. We've got a God who's so strong. We've got a God who's so compassionate. Mm-hmm. We've got a God who has given his life for us. Yes. We've got a God who can see everything.
Amen.
Everything. You know? I struggled 5 years in this present. I've just got promoted recently. I've struggled 5 years in this job which I'm doing at the moment. Right? Without any pay, without any extra pay, without any recognition. I was not bothered. Because I knew I was working for him. In his time, he stressed me, he did things to me. And then in his time, with new people who don't even know my potential, but they have, you know, who touched their heads? Only God. They gave me a promotion. Right? So how do, now people who knew me, who extracted the work from me, were not knowing that I'm not supposed to be doing that work, who did not pay me for that work, you know, they have gone. They have gone. And the new batch has come, they're like, you know, God alone knows how they've seen me. You know, so you cannot cheat a person who's working hard, no? They know, they're this thing. And suddenly, nobody was promoted, but a small increment we got, but I got a promotion. Who is that? Him. Because I work for him. I work for him. And that has not sort of, you know, given me any, it has given me a joy because it's come from the Lord. But you know, I'm not really, you know, saying like, oh, I don't have my horns lit up because of that. No, it's nothing. Yes, I continue with the same. I want to learn something more now. They have given me some more responsibilities now to learn more about gold and diamonds and all things like that. So, you know, so God is expanding my horizon. And I love to learn. So the best thing, that is what, you know, keeps me going. Otherwise, even this crew which is at the moment also, they're both good and bad. They'll make a mess of you. But I keep my sanity only by asking the Holy Spirit, Lord, touch me. Lord, give me the grace. Lord, give me the... They ask me stupid questions of ornaments which I don't even know. I said, you are the designer. What are you asking me for? No, but you are responsible for it now. I said, yeah, now. But wait till I master things. You are already a designer. She's a Dutch lady. So I have to fight these battles daily. You know. But thank God... that for my seniority in the company, thank God for the vocabulary that He's given me. You know, so they get pub. Ultimately they give up because why should I be afraid? You have come as a master designer and you don't know your job, and you are trying to ask me and learn from me. Okay, ask me properly, I will give it to you. But don't tell me like you are dissing. You know, don't do that. And I say you're dissing the wrong person. I will go because my God will take me somewhere. So I'm not afraid of you. That is the power God gives you when you know who you are of. I'm not afraid. Whatever, he'll take my job, he'll give me somebody else, somewhere else. I want to go from this place, but it's not happening. Yeah? So this is the thing. When you trust in the Lord, what am I trying to say? I'm not dragging my own horn, you know. But when you trust in the Lord, you can be so successful, you can be so blind sure that my God will not leave me. Think now, whatever age you all are now, think. Definitely, there will be more than... I'm talking only about one instance when you have gone so bad. Did the Lord leave you? If the Lord had left you there, you would not be here today. You and I would not be here. You know, I can get so many instances when He has not left me. The Lion of Judah, the one which you serve, and the Lamb who sacrificed Himself. He's a compassionate God. He knows our weaknesses. He knows that we are frail. But he doesn't accuse us. The devil is on the contrary. Every time he's going with God the Father.
Yes.
Accusing. See what he's doing.
Yeah.
See what she's doing.
Yeah.
You know, every time. So God the Father also is fed up. But creation, no? He's just. Otherwise he might have ignored so many things. But because this man is every time pumping him, he has to take action. And we are giving him a chance, no? To pump. Yeah. So when you know your rights, right? Coming back to the same time, even if you have sinned, no, he has got no right to accuse you. He has got no right to accuse you because you are covered by the blood of the Lamb, and you can tell him, get out. Okay, I've sinned, fine, you know, but that's none of your business. My Jesus and I know. He has covered me with his blood. The deal is between us, not you. And he will get out. But if we say, see, yeah, you've committed sin. Oh, yeah, I committed sin. You're tensed, your doubts, you know, your peace is gone. Why? Because you don't know your rights. You don't know in his blood you are. And you're taking something from a stupid person like that? From Satan? No, so see how much we have lost.
Actually, if you look at it, individual life, everybody's, right from childhood, so many things, miracles and all have happened. You've just forgotten.
Yes.
But if you start writing every day,
yeah.
What is, when there may not be, you know, the books or, you know, it'll accumulate to that.
Yes.
So, right from childhood, if somebody starts thinking, you know, right from my class, so many accidents happened, how I overcome.
I know.
How I lost and how I, you know, in the family. Amazing.
Yes.
So okay, you've touched a very right chord, brother, you know. Because we have gone to retreat centers. And we have heard the priest tell us to write about the sins. And they have gone into many pages for me also. Right? But nobody has said, write your blessings down.
Blessings, yeah.
It is so true. And that is another secret I'm telling you. You know, be grateful to God for everything. Now, be grateful to the coffee that we've had or tea we've had.
Yes.
He appreciates it and he keeps account of that.
Yes.
Small things. Lord, thank you. Thank you for this small. We take things for granted. But you know, just imagine, that side a man is accusing God for all the bad things that we are. And here we are praising God. Lord, thank you for this.
Yes.
So you know, that who wins?
Yes.
Who wins? You know, see, small things. I thank Syria for bringing this thing up.
Yes.
You know, small blessings.
Yes.
You know? Yeah. Now we have come safely here. We could have not reached here also. Something could have happened to our car or something like that. But we have come. We have got four wheels. Okay, we have come. Do we say thank you to the Lord? Yes, Lord, you have brought us. Something could have happened to us.
So much.
So many things. Sometimes we may say even silly things. But let it be silly for us. But for God, it means a great thing. And God generously pours. You cannot stop God's hands.
Yes.
You cannot. You know something else? God is pouring. Whether you are good or bad, God is pouring. Then if you are bad, the devil is picking it up. The power, the flow is there. But who takes his, if you are not with the devil, then you get a flow. But if you are with the devil, he takes it off from you. And we say, God is not blessing us. God is a generous God. He blesses us. He likes. The sun falls on the good and the bad. The rain falls on the good and the bad. Till judgment day, he will not differentiate. But on the day of judgment, then there is no blessing. So you see, if we have missed in all these years something that we could have done, today is the day to take it. Today is the day we'll take it. And it's a nice day. It's called a family. What?
Marriage.
World Marriage Day. Okay, let it be. Or a Valentine, whatever you call it.
Yes.
God is our Valentine, you know that?
Yes.
God is our Valentine.
Amen.
So take it as a Valentine's gift today from God. That, you know, that, yes, Lord, I want to test you. I want to listen. I know you love me so much. Just like a mad person, you just talk to him.
Yes.
You'll never regret it. That peace that surpasses all understanding will fall on you. You know, and you will be amazingly blessed.
Yes.
And then, you know, everything
yeah.
will be worthless for you. You'll not have any craze for all this. You'll use it because we have to use it. But it will not make any sense for you. You'll not be dependent on it. Every time your heart, you know, many of you are here who are very seasoned in the Lord. In the nights also our hearts cry out. In the nights there are hymns coming up. You know, we are sleeping, but our external body is sleeping, but internally we are the Lord, so the communication is going on. It's going on. You know, it's so beautiful. Right?
Like, you know, sometimes I wonder, like, you know, about my job, the day they called me and they gave me termination letter, I didn't know what to say. In front of him, I'm saying, Jesus, I love you, Jesus, I love you.
Mm-hmm.
How it came, how I said, and what I did, as of today, I ponder. In front of a manager who's giving me termination letter, I didn't know what to say, and Jesus, I love you, twice I said.
Yes.
As of today, I'm wondering how it happened.
How it happened, yeah. Because your internal, inner sense, inner being is tuned to the Lord.
Yeah.
That's important. There was a story told of a real story about a pastor. No, he was very good in tongues. And he met with an accident. And when the people saw him, got him there, he's unconscious, but his lips are moving in tongues. You know, and eventually he survived, huh? And those who were there, like, you know, they realized, they give, he's gone, but he's unconscious, but his spirit is moving, you know, and that's the way this land. That I believe that because of the strong, the spirit moving, he was saved. It was a crucial accident. That is the power. Your inner being, you know, prays for you. The spirit prays for you in groans. It says, no, in groans.
they also say that, you know, Catholic Church has got 103 saints.
103
saints. I don't know whether this
should be
one priest,
saints.
Was
saints. Saints,
eh?
There should be more than that.
Yeah, maybe he was mentioning that, you know, like Padre Pio and Innocent. And there are people who have died and go, I mean, like common people, they died, you know, the worms and all, we eat and all. But this,
yeah,
saints, you know,
are 103 saints. Yes, yes. Uncorrupted. Yes, yes, yes. You are right there. Uncorrupted saints.
Yeah.
They are not even touched,
yeah,
even by the, because they are God's, you know.
Yes, yeah, yes. Pure. Just before we close, I'll give you a small testimony what happened to me one day, a few years ago. I have a time of prayer after I come from work, about 6 o'clock I start, 6 to 7, you know, I just pray in this thing. That particular, it was a Wednesday, that particular day, the Spirit is telling me to start at 15 minutes earlier. I said, well, no, why is this like, no, why am I getting the urge to pray 15 minutes earlier? Because I'm, but still I said, Chalo, let me pray. I lit my candles and I started my normal way of praying. You know. And suddenly I started crying. I'm crying bitterly I'm crying. Okay. Now, my external self is thinking, why am I crying? But it's coming, you know, with great, you know, like in Konkani we say fugar zone, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
It's coming like that. I'm just crying bitterly. And I'm praying. I'm crying, like rosary, you know. And it's like, okay, fine. It lasted for half an hour. And then my phone was ringing, right? But I don't take my phone when, you know, it is on the vibration mode. So I knew that the call, a lot of calls are coming in, a lot of message, I don't know what it was, coming in. And but I never, once I'm listening, I never touched a phone when I'm in prayer. After I finished my prayer, I got about 46 messages from my sister. Right? My sister. What happened? Her husband suddenly collapsed. Suddenly, when he's coming from duty, he just didn't know what happened to him. And she also believes, and I believe, that is why the Lord, the Holy Spirit made me 15 minutes to start 15 minutes early, and that is why I was crying, because my spirit was praying for him. My spirit was praying for him. When I told my sister about it, she said, correct. She said, correct. See, I was, you know, this is one testimony I still cannot fathom.
Yeah, it is Jesus when God talks to you.
And I'm thinking, in my natural self, I'm saying, like, why am I crying? But I'm crying so bitterly. Tears are flowing off, taking my tissues and blowing my nose and just saying, tears are flowing for half an hour. Yes. So that's where I came to know, if you have got to work, you know, he needs one vessel. He needs one vessel. And my sister's faith is very strong. Yeah, so, and when I told her, she said, yes, never. The doctors had said, he is not going to live. Even after the doctor said, no, he is going to live. Next day, the doctor not talking to my sister because he lived. Yeah, they were surprised that how he managed that. She was 100% sure. She told him also, she told my sister, make arrangements, you know, because he's finishing. But you know, once I got a message, my prayer started my more. She was praying, I'm praying, the whole family were praying. Next day she was surprised, she had come actually probably to give a death certificate. The guys are alive, till today is away. See the power of our God. The Lion of Judah. Never forget that. So Lord, we start this prayer asking for forgiveness, Lord. For the years that we have missed recognizing you, recognizing the love that you have for us, recognizing the power that you are ready and that you are already working in so many ways that we have not even discovered or realized. You spoke to our brother here, Lord God, reminding us of the blessings. And I think it is good if we take a notebook and start jotting down whatever blessings we see on a daily basis. The past, the present. Great things will happen. Confidence will increase. Lord, thank you for being the Lion of Judah and the Lamb that was slain. Because in one hand you have the victory for us, and the other hand you are compassionate and merciful for us, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for moments like this when you train us, when you teach us, Lord. Lord, all that I ask of you, for all of us who are here, Lord, give us that grace to start today, Lord. To start that victory process today, Lord. Because, Lord, you are real and we want to experience you in a much real way, Lord. Nothing can come back, compare to you, my God. You are so great. You are so awesome, Lord. Awesome, Lord. Lord, do not leave us, Lord God, in a confused state, Lord God. We know that when we get out of this door, the devil will be there. But Lord, we want victory from this moment onwards, Lord God, in all our life, Lord. This is the first victory moment we want to take, Lord, saying that, yes, Lord, what you have spoken is right, Lord. And we are going to try you today, Lord God, from today, Lord, in a very serious way. And we know, Lord God, heavens will open down, Lord God. Yes. Heavens will open down, Lord God, when your mercy flows, Lord God, and your confidence in us. And you will not only help us to be selfish even in blessings, but you will help us to give these blessings to others as well, Lord God. To people who don't know you, Lord God. To people who are struggling without knowing who you are, my God. Lord, thank you for moments like these, Lord God. We can never even thank you enough, Lord God. Thank you for enlightening our minds. Thank you for giving us your word. Thank you, Lord, for we know, Lord, Holy Spirit, you are so powerful, Lord God. You will make us, Lord, you will not give us rest until we try you, Lord God, from now onwards, Lord. There is no turning back, Lord. We are taking a Valentine's gift from you, my God, today. And this will be a memorable day in our lives because we are taking you seriously, Lord. And you are opening our eyes. You've already started opening our eyes, Lord. And great and mighty things are going to happen, Lord, in us and through us. Because of your word, Lord God.
Amen.
Because of your faithfulness to us, Lord God.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Lord, we thank you for the team that visited the hospital this morning, Lord. And we know and we believe, oh Lord God, that great things have happened, Lord God. Lord, because never we go empty-handed, Lord God. Never we come out empty-handed, Lord God. Somebody, somewhere has been touched, Lord. Either a doctor or a patient or somebody, Lord God. And we thank you for this, Lord. We thank you for our weekly visits, Lord God. And Lord, we pray that this mass that has been offered now, Lord God, for the families will be a blessed one, Lord God. That, Lord, you will pour out mightily. Especially there will be a lot of couples who come there, Lord God, who are not in good terms at the moment, Lord. Lord, we pray for unity. We pray for the revival of marriage, Lord, once again in this mass, Lord. So that, Lord God, they will come back, they will go in bitter, but they will come back loved and loving, Lord God. And Lord, once again, we pray, help us to be a beacon of light to all, wherever we go, Lord. Wherever we go, let them see you in us, Lord God. It's not a thing that happens overnight, Lord, but give us that charism, Lord God, to know what we are doing and to know that we have been washed every time, Lord. And to change the world with us with little ways, Lord. And thank you, Mama Mary. You're always faithful. Continue to be faithful to us, Mother Mary. Intercede for us. Your intercessions are so powerful, Mother Mary. And keep us under your mantle of blue, now and always, in Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Jesus is Lord.
Now and forever.
Now and forever.
Jesus is Lord.
The Lion of Judah and the Lamb that was slain. We belong to you and you alone, as we children of God agree and say.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Thank you, dear brothers and sisters. We meet next Friday, same team, same place. I wouldn't mind actually if there is some.
There is
some. Only if there is some.
Yeah,
I've already had two.
Hi,
bro. How are you?
Recording done?
Hmm.